day for me, and I hope I don't start crying, because you have to understand that if it wasn't for God's grace and mercy and ability to heal Jones, we wouldn't be here today. And I want to read to you my journal entry last year during this time that Jones' life was in peril. And it was so scary that we didn't think he was going to make it. April 23rd, 2024, 11:17 a.m., Tuesday. Thank you, Jesus, because God is able. Nothing is too hard for him. Thank you, Jesus. 4 long, agonizing days. From Friday to today, when Jones, my brother, was rushed to the hospital because a hole in his colon, after going through supposedly common procedure for colonoscopy, was punctured carelessly by the physician, whoever he, she is. That Jones had to have an emergency surgery around midnight, 1 a.m. to past 3 a.m. Then under 48-hour watch to ending up with fever and high white blood count cells. To him, throwing up bile, looking purple. Us all fearing for his life that he's going to die. Ending up in that hospital that had a grim rating of 1.9 out of 5. I looked it up in Google. It was just awful. But God had compassion upon us all and heard our prayers. He is real. Around 11:30 last night, he told me he will touch my brother and have touched him. I texted my brother, but he was asleep. When I woke up, I came to kneel down to pray some more for him because his NG tube that helps flush the bile out was choking him, and he pulled it out. And we were all just beside ourselves because the surgeon has to put it back. And it's so late at night, and they move so slow in that hospital. And I asked the Lord to have the surgeon come and put the tube back, and he said, no need. I forgot for a second that he had touched my brother, and I didn't know to what extent it meant to. I was so shocked. I started thanking him so much with all of my heart. I was going to go back to bed, and he motioned for me to check my phone. And sure enough, my brother messaged me back and he said, God had miraculously touched him. Without the tube, he'd be feeling weak and start throwing up bile. He said he feels fine, not throwing up anymore, he is good. And he assured the nurse that he is fine now, doesn't need the NG tube. Oh my goodness, I had to rush into my prayer room because I had to weep to the Lord for doing this and didn't want to wake Evan up, my husband. The Lord said to come here and sing to him. So I rushed here to my room and just wept and wept, thanksgiving. Oh, in a moment, he had taken all anxieties and dread away. 4 days felt like 2 weeks. I couldn't stand to see my brother suffer. I was begging the Lord to get him to a better hospital, but I was getting it wasn't necessary. Oh Lord Jesus, you are so good. I owe my life to you. Please help me to serve you. I love you, Jesus. Thank you. You're the God of miracles. You're the God of miracles. You're the God of miracles, I'll praise your name. You're the God of miracles, you're the God of miracles, you're the God of miracles, I'll praise your name. Oh, in a moment, you can turn things around. When it seems hopeless and there's no help to be found, I cry to you and you have heard my prayers. Lord, you came and touched my brother. said to me that you're in control. The hospital could be the worst one around. You can fix yourself, whatever's the problem. All we have to do is pray, love you, and praise you, and you should make it.